Now, a cruciverbalist. Did you know it? Well, it's the word for a person who is, well, shall we say, skilled at creating or solving crossword puzzles. And our next guest certainly qualifies for that title. Mark Brennan's been writing clues and compiling crosswords for more than 25 years. His work's been in some major national newspapers, and we're lucky enough for him to join us now. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Mel. And I did know what cruciverbalist meant.
Well, I thought you might. I was very sure you would. So how did you get into this? How did you find out it was something you were good at?
Purely by chance. I joined a press agency around the corner because I needed a part-time job, and just as a proofreader. And then within a couple of weeks, one of their main compilers left rather unexpectedly, and so they turned to me out of necessity and said, could you do it? And I said, well, of course you say yes, don't you? And that was nearly 30 years ago.
And what was it like? Can you remember how it felt to have to put together that first crossword?
It was a bit nerve-wracking, but they were very good. They sort of held my hand all the way through it. And I started off obviously doing the straight ones. And then you end up doing more and more cryptic. And I do only cryptic ones now.
Do you? I can't do cryptic crosswords.
Can you not?
No. I feel like it's a failing. Whenever I look at anybody on a train or anything and they're doing one, I feel a little bit of a failure.
No.
Can you give me any tips?
The main one I would say is don't make the mistake of reading the clue as a sentence and trying to make sense of it as a sentence, because if it does make sense as a sentence, that's purely down to the compiler's skill, and then you're lost if you do that. You've been misdirected already.
Okay. How do you go about putting a crossword together?
You get the grid and you fill the words in with the longest one first, otherwise you end up painting yourself into a corner. And then, it helps to keep keep some sort of mind on what you're going to do with it in the way of a clue, but it's not vital. I haven't come across a word yet that I haven't managed to come up with some sort of clue for. And then you take it from there.
Where do you get the inspiration from for the clues?
Pretty much from the English language, really, which is just sort of vast and just goes on and on and on forever. I mean, I've been asked, how do you keep it fresh after nearly 30 years? And it is simply the hugeness of the English language. You're never stuck with new words. It just goes on and on.
Do you still enjoy it after all this time?
Yes, hugely. And I still do other people's. That's what surprises people. I still, pick up the Times and the Telegraph, and, I'm still learning new things all the time from the masters.
Is there anybody who you think does a really good one that you quite admire and you just sort of think, oh, I should have done that one, I wish I got that one?
Well, yes. I mean, there was a brilliant clue a few years ago. It was quite famous, which is a good example of lateral thinking. There was just bar of soap, 6-6, which ended up as Rover's Return, which is a bar that appears in a soap. I mean, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Not one of mine, sadly.
But you have some concerns, don't you, that the way crosswords are put together is going to change?
Well, there is already software out there that constructs straight ones, quick ones, which is just synonyms, in seconds, which explains why I haven't done straight crosswords for a good decade now. And I think it is inevitable that, someone will come up with a program that will at least follow the rules sufficiently for a newspaper, because they appear in newspapers and newspapers aren't doing that well at the moment. So they are looking for any ways to cut back. And I'm sure at some stage someone will come up with one that is just about sufficiently good enough for a newspaper to say, well, do you know what? We don't really need to pay someone to do this anymore. I mean, I don't think on the sort of wit and humor level, I'm never going to be replaced by a robot on that level. But, it's sufficiently for just economics for a newspaper to say, we'll just get a machine to do this.
I mean, you say that they'll be sufficiently good. Do you think people will notice the difference between a crossword that's been put together by a human and one that's computer generated?
Well, I can only hope so. I mean, that's all I can say. Yes, I think there will be a difference. And, if it ever did come to this, then hopefully there will be a backlash, and people might even advertise crosswords in the paper as being, written by a human being. That might be a selling point by then.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because we keep hearing that the robots are coming for our jobs. And, yours isn't one that I would necessarily have put up there. But, we've all got to be careful, haven't we?
Sufficiently worrying to diversify. I mean, on the same theme, I've just had my first novel published.
Oh, have you?
The Foggiest Notion, which is actually a rather surreal adventure story about a middle-aged man trapped inside a crossword puzzle. Can't imagine where I got that idea.
I can't imagine. Tell us more. Tell us more about the book.
That's about it. It's a sort of what can I say? It's a surreal sort of adventure story, which it will appeal obviously to people who do crosswords, but not necessarily only people who do crosswords. It sort of takes you by the hand. Basically, this guy is suddenly faces all sorts of realities where he realizes that it's his daily crossword that is dictating everything. And he's accompanied by this strange sort of team of experts, and he has to go through and fix all these things. I mean, some of these sort of rather life-threatening situations he ends up in.
Is it out now?
It is, yes.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck with that. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem.
You know, I'm sure I'm not alone in wishing you the very best with compiling crosswords for a long time to come.
Thank you very much. Well, it's coming up in 4 years' time for the centenary of crosswords. So if I can hold out till then, that'd be nice.
Something quite special, wouldn't it? Thank you very much. That's Mark Bremen, who is one of the UK's leading cruciverbalists. That's a crossword compiler to you and me.